Welcome back to Argue Myself. I'm your host with the speech impediment, Anthony Lucero, and the co-host looks a lot like me,
John Lucero.
But what we love most, movies. On today's episode, we're going to talk about the crazy year that has been 2021. In today's episode, we're going to be doing a
2021 wrap-up.
Yeah. So, welcome back, everyone. It's been a long time. Senior year has kicked our butt.
Oh yeah, it's taken us forever. I think I was looking at our last episode and it was like in February or March, so it's been about a year since we did one. No, July. It wasn't July.
It was May, I think, because we did our summer predictions.
Yeah, I remember now. It was like not a year so far, but it's been a while. We've been busy with our senior year getting ready. So
yeah. And we finally have time because we're almost done with, like, our GPA stuff. So we're basically chilling the rest of the year at this point.
Mm-hmm. We're just going to be working and trying to save us some money.
Yeah. Because we gotta make that dough because we're going to be going to Disney soon.
Yep.
Uh-huh. All right, so we're going to get back to today's topic. We just wanted to give you guys a quick update. So, 2021, we're going to do a wrap-up. We're going to do a normal wrap-up like we did last year. We're going to do the award show. There's some categories stayed, but we added a lot of new categories, and we cut a lot of old categories. We kind of fine-tuned in. We made it better than last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Anything that's changed, like how many people get nominated, whatever, we'll tell you, we'll explain it when we get there. But if you don't know, we have 6 nominees. We try to do one more than Oscar does, just because we have so many choices. So, besides that, you think we're ready to get
started? I think we're ready.
Okay. Our first category of the night is best movie rewatched in 2021 did not come out this year.
This is a new one, and I want this one because we watched a lot of good movies that did not come out this year.
Yeah. So I'm glad we added this one. Okay. These are the nominees: Knives Out, American Psycho, Shawshank Redemption, The Prestige, War of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, and The Dark Knight.
Wait, can I just say, I just realized 3 of these movies have Christian Bale in them.
Oh, shit. That's so funny. That is funny. Huh. It's funny because most of these are Best Picture snubs.
Yeah.
The Best Picture was Shawshank.
Maybe
The Prestige. All right, so the winner, do you want to do honors in this one?
Sure. The winner is Shawshank Redemption.
Yes.
It was really good. I watched it this year. I loved it so much. It was very sad what they did to Andy Dufresne. It was good. But American Psycho, The Prestige were really good as well. And Knives Out, of course. Knives Out was really good.
Yeah. Knives Out is chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss.
Okay. Next category. Best visual effect. Spider-Man, No Way Home. What?
I didn't say nothing.
Oh, sorry. The nominees are Spider-Man, No Way Home, Dune, Eternals, Shang-Chi and the Legend of Ten Rings, Godzilla, Kong, and The Suicide Squad.
Whooper doodles.
And the winner is Godzilla.
Yep, this movie looked pretty good. Freaky solid for most of the whole thing being CGI, because I don't think they did much practical with Kong or Godzilla. So it looks pretty good. That's all I got to say about that one.
Yeah, it looked solid, but Spider-Man and Shang-Chi also looked amazing.
So. Oh yeah, Shang-Chi's dragon.
Oh, that's what. Almost won it for.
Yeah.
Next category. Oh, wait. I don't think we explained this, but sorry. I got to say this before I announce the next nominees. But for all categories, we're open for movies and TV shows and everything. All platforms. So you may see a couple of TV show nominations in some categories.
Mm-hmm.
Next category, Best Cinematography of the Year. And the nominees, West Side Story, Tragedy Macbeth, Green Knight, Encantor, Eternals, and Squid Games.
Yeah. Squid Games was surprisingly really good.
Yeah, it was really good.
Right.
And the winner is Encantor. Yep. Specifically, the camera work done in We Don't Talk About Bruno and Waiting on a Miracle.
Yeah, those are...
Those are... Mwah.
Yes.
Next one. Best Score of the Year. Nominees are Encantor, Halloween Kills, Fear Street Part 2, Spider-Man No Way Home, Ghostbusters Afterlife, and Dune. Do you want to announce this next one?
Sure. The winner is Halloween Kills.
Yes.
That might be surprising for some people, but for us, man, this score kept you on your toes. Like, it made this movie a lot more scary, in my opinion.
It's a banger.
Mm-hmm. Like,
I did go ham on that, like, guitar.
Yeah. But I also gotta admit, Spider-Man, surprisingly good.
Yeah. Fear Street, for being a slasher film, had a good score.
Mm-hmm. And Encantor, that was surprising. Like, I didn't think it was gonna have a good score, but it did.
Yes. Encantor, really excels in all levels of, media. Like, cinematography score, it doesn't feel like an animated film. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Next category. Best YouTube Year. And the nominees are Booksy, Scott the Oz, East, Demi, DFB Guides, and Defunct Land. And the winner is Scott the Oz.
Yeah, he makes bangers after bangers. He's just super consistent. Like last year, if you listen to ours last year, you'll realize we had three of the same nominations again: Mr. Beast, Dead Meat, and Scott the Oz, because they're the most
consistent YouTubers.
Mm-hmm, yes, and the only reason why we didn't give it to Mr. Beast is because his content wasn't as good, and he did win. Doesn't mean he can't win again, but Scott the Waz had some really good content. But Dead Meat, he's had a slump in the middle, but other than that, it was pretty good. But like some new people in this category, we had Brixy, which he's a Lego YouTuber, and he's a super adorable. He's just super cute. He's a really funny dude. He's positive about everything. Mm-hmm. And then we got two Disney YouTubers, DFB Guides. If you ever have any questions about going to Disney World, just watch her videos. She comes up with weekly videos all the time, and she'll help. And Defunctland just talks about history of theme parks. So yeah. That one's entertaining.
His voice sounds like butter.
Yeah. So, it's really good background noise.
Yeah. If you have any background noise or something to do your taxes on with or do a quiz, I like playing his videos in the back.
Yeah, me too. All right.
Well, we just talked about it. Okay. Next category. Best fight scene of the year. And the nominees are Free Spider-Man versus Sandman, the Green Goblin, Electro, and Wizard, Spider-Man No Way Home, The Final Battle, Shang-Chi and the Legend of Ten Rings, Falcon and Bucky versus John Walker, Falcon the Winter Soldier, Wanda versus the Robot Apocalypse, Mitchell versus the Machines, Godzilla versus Kong, The Final Battle, Godzilla versus Kong, Kong Lao versus the Bird Lady from Mortal Kombat. And the winner is Falcon and Bucky versus John Walker, Falcon the Winter Soldier.
Just real quick, this fight scene had me and Anthony both like excited. It was very good. It was choreographed. It was shot very well. And then at the end, when they broke his arm to get that shield back, wow, that was crazy.
Yeah, it was nuts. Do you want to talk about Kong Lao's fight?
Oh yeah. So Kong Lao from Mortal Kombat. As soon as I start talking about, you know what I'm talking about. He legit has he's a hat that has a blade all the way around. He grabs his hat, just throws it on the ground, and grabs a burly and just steps on her head and shoves it through all the way to the blade, and the blood's just gushing on his face. That was amazing.
We almost gave it to that because we were like screaming in the theaters, like, yes, yes.
Yeah, this is what we want in a Mortal Kombat movie.
This is what we came for.
Yeah, that was great.
Are you not entertained?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Next. Best song of the year. And after this, we're going to take a short commercial break and we'll come right back. But best song of the year. The nominees are Encantor, Dos Anjos, Encantor, Agatha All Along, WandaVision, One More Song, Vivo, Bohemian Days, Tick Tick Boom, and Good For You by Olivia Rodrigo. Just to let you know, some of these songs, like Tick Tick Boom, comes from a musical, but as you know, U.S. and Matthew's podcast, that's all we're part of getting those songs in. It came out this year, so counting it as a new song, you can fight us. Anyway, and the winner is Dos Otros, Encantor.
Good.
Yes. It's an all Spanish song. And so if you don't understand Spanish, then I suggest like putting subtitles on and go watch it on Disney Plus. Or we'll go.
Well, actually, after you're done watching, when you're done watching the movie, it actually plays the song in English at the end.
Yeah, so like in the credits, it plays the song in English. And it's a depressing song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We're going to talk about Bruno is a smash. It's a banger. So is Agatha. One More Song. It's, John, you love it.
Yeah, it just feels good. It's a good song in that movie.
Yeah. It's a bop. Andrew Garfield could sing. And Good For You is Good For You. You know what I mean? There was a joke there.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're going to take a swipe break. And you're going to listen to this ad commercial quick. And when we come back, we'll continue with our next category.
Okay.
Hi, welcome back. And we're going to move right on to our next category, which is Best Marvel Project of the Year. This is another new category, and
it was my suggestion, by the way. So,
yes, the next, like, this one and the next one after this is both John's. So, if you don't like it, blame John.
But if you love it, blame John.
Yes. Okay. Best Marvel Project of the Year. The nominees are Venom 2 with their WandaVision, Shang-Chi and the Legend of Ten Rings, Spider-Man No Way Home, What If, and Eternals. And the winner is Spider-Man No Way Home.
That's not really a shock. So I don't, probably to no one, but Spider-Man No Home is just a really good movie. We'll talk about it more later, but it was good. Shang-Chi, that movie is really good too. Again, we'll talk about that one later. What If? Chef's kiss. It's if you're looking for another Marvel series just to watch, and like if you ever speculate, oh, what happened if this happened? This is the best show to watch. It's great. It's really good. You want to talk about Eternals real quick too?
Yeah. We loved Eternals. I loved it. John liked it a lot too. I don't understand. I understand what the criticisms with it being too much story. it being wrong action.
Is it really like story? Is it that there is some scenes in this movie you can cut? And I feel like if they would have cut some more scenes, especially in the forest scene, trying to get Drood, I think fans might would have liked the movie a little bit more. It probably would have been a little bit faster for them. I think it's just too much story.
Yeah. I like the story, but again, you could cut things. The movie's beautiful, shot beautiful. There's a crazy, towards the end, the speed lady, when she watches Drood, like, quote unquote, be murdered, her scream.
Oh, yeah. Don't even get me started on the post credit scene.
Go ahead, just make it brief. I know you like it a lot.
Yes. So, Harry Stenton, no, it's fine.
not that one.
So, I don't remember the actor's name, but the guy who's playing Black Knight, if y'all don't know who that is, but you don't understand who his character was, so he's a character supposed to be Black Knight, but me and they already knew that. But we were like, when is he going to come in? Is he going to come in and help? What's going to happen? Because he's a really cool character. And we were upset that he wasn't in it, so we're like, oh, man. We get to the very end, we get to the post-credits scene, and we saw it. We're like, well, this is it. And he about to touch the sword, and then the guy starts talking to him, like, you don't want to do that. And that voice was from this freaking Blade. Oh, I love that man.
Are we as Blade? Because when that first happened, like, who is that? It sounds familiar. Me and John are like, oh my God, who is that? So as soon as we left the theater, I Googled it, and we literally pissed our pants in the car.
Yeah, we were so excited. But that's enough for the Marvel project. But that was a great post-credit scene.
It was.
Oh, same thing for Venom too. Great post-credit scene.
Oh, yes. Yeah, but then Spider-Man has to go and ruin it.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about that one.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, next category. Best Disney Plus project. These are Doug Days, Falcon and the Winter, What If, WandaVision, Olaf Presents, and Luca. And the winner is Luca.
Yep. Luca was super good. I liked the movie a lot. But, like, I don't know if you probably want to talk about it. Doug Days and Olaf Presents, why they're on here.
Yeah. They're both cute, short animated shows. Doug Days makes me, like, the first episode makes me cry and, like, feel emotions. And the second one makes me laugh my butt off. So that's why it's here. And Olaf Presents is just funny. If you like Frozen 2 when he is describing the plot of Frozen 1, or if you like the end credit scene in Frozen 2 when he's describing Frozen 2.
Wait, really?
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, like in the very end, he describes what happens in Frozen 2.
That's funny.
Yeah. So if you like that, then they have a whole show on it, and it's really funny. Moana's funny, and Little Mermaid's funny, and then Moana's.
Yeah, they are.
I'm better now. Luca, did you want to talk about Luca?
No, it is. It's a really good movie. It's just the design, almost the graphic design, but the animation is really good in this movie. And the storytelling, and the actor, the little boy who plays Luca, really good. This movie is just beautiful.
Yes, 10 out of 10.
Yep. Silencio Bruno.
Tizra Bruno.
All right.
Okay, next category. We get home. We get a sip. Next category, best TV show of the year, and the nominees are RuPaul's Drag Race, All-Star 6, Peacemaker, Young Royals, WandaVision, Squid Games, and What If. And the winner is WandaVision. WandaVision, it's amazing. The whole show's going to different decades is amazing. The mystery, Harris coming back every single week and wanting more. The fact that everyone thought that Mephisto was the bad guy. We were getting the multiverse in this. It was also funny. But yeah, the show's amazing.
Yeah, it's really good.
Did you want to talk about Peacemaker?
Oh, I got sick. It's still going, so I can't say much right now. If you haven't seen it, go give it a try. If you like the Suicide Squad, you're going to like this one. It's really funny. John Cena does a really good job in this movie, especially not the most recent episode, but I believe it's episode 5 or 6. He improvised a bunch of lines, and it was hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. Next category. Best animated feature.
The nominees are
Vivo, Ray and the Last Dragon, Mitchells vs. the Machines, Encantor, Luca, and Tom and Jerry. And the winner is Mitchells vs. the Machines. Movie's amazing. It's on Netflix. Go watch it. It's great. Tom and Jerry's only on here because I couldn't find another slot. So.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about Vivo?
This Lin-Manuel Miranda starts in this movie. He does a really good job. This movie's pretty sad, to be honest with you.
It feels like a Pixar film.
It really does. And it's a pretty quick movie. So if you want to get a quick movie done, go watch Vivo. The music in it is great. This is a really good animated movie.
It is. Ray and the Last Dragon. I was super pumped for it, and I watched it, and I felt a little disappointed by it. But
I gotta agree.
Yeah, it was still good. It does have a good rewatchable factor, though.
Yeah, I haven't seen a single scene
since the
theater. Watched it in theaters. Yeah.
Next, best game of the year. And the nominees are Ratchet & Clank. Cards of Galaxy. Pokemon Diamond and Pearl. Back for Blood. Spider-Man Miles Morales. Super Mario 3D World. Plus Bowser's Fury. The winner is Spider-Man Miles Morales.
Yeah, this game is really good. Like, this game is really good. Just like the Spider-Man game that came out a couple of years ago, it's super good. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, the story's good. Miles, recently, every time they put Miles in, like in the animated movie to the Spider-Verse, he was really good in that. In this game, he's also really good in this. The gameplay's good. Story's good. So, we got to give it to this one. But Ratchet & Clank, beautiful. Super Mario 3D World, beautiful. You might be saying that came out a couple years ago, but the DLC came out this year, so that was one of our loopholes to get the game in there.
And sending for Miles Morales, the special edition or whatever came out this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, the regular version came out this year for Miles Morales.
Did it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. Pokemon Diamond and Pearl. It could have been better, but still a good game. But Guardians of the Galaxy was surprisingly good. And, of course, the soundtrack does be bopping. But that's all for that category.
Yeah. In the next category, Best Supporting Actress Performance of the Year. So, in this category, it's still only 6 nominees. But this is spread from TV and film. So, we're just going to get on in. And the nominees are Ariana DeBose for West Side Story, Katherine Hahn for WandaVision, Vanessa for Tick Tick Boom, Marisa Tomei, Spider-Man No Way Home, Olga Martinez for In the Heights, and Danela Mitchell for The Suicide Squad. And the winner is Katherine Hahn in WandaVision. She's great. She plays a great villain. She plays a good, funny person. Yeah. Ariana DeBose. She She doesn't need it very well. Olga Martinez, she plays the grandma in The Heights. She made me cry for 10 minutes straight. I hate her. Daniela Mitro, the Suicide Squad, she plays Ratcatcher 2. Her scene when she's talking about her dad, and we see Taika Waititi for like 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it is. Fun. That is him.
Yeah. I just thought it was funny. They advertised him in the film.
Yeah, like, they do.
The trailer was that much, but like before, like any type of footage came out, and he was like one of the head people being like advertised for it, and he was only in like 10 seconds of that scene in the very end when she's like seeing her dad in a flashback, whatever. But yeah, oh, Aunt May's good, and then Vanessa, what did you say something?
Well, I didn't say nothing.
Okay. Vanessa Hutchinson, she surprised me with 10 minutes she's in the movie. Anything else you'd like to add?
No.
Okay. Next category. Best Supporting Actor Performance of the Year. And the nominees are Willem Dafoe for Spider-Man No Way Home, Robin the Jesus, Tick Tick Boom, Andrew Garfield, Spider-Man No Way Home, Danny Curry, Judas and the Black Messiah, Jonathan Bennett for King Richard, and Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man No Way Home. And the winner is Andrew Garfield for Spider-Man No Way Home. Do you want to talk about Willem Dafoe? Because I know you love him.
Yes, so this one was really between Willem Dafoe, Andrew Garfield, and Robin De Jesus, because those guys killed it. But Andrew Garfield, I think he was knew he was on a mission to try to like make peace with the fans and stuff. So he really killed it, Andrew Garfield did. So and it makes you really feel bad when he catches, spoiler, when he catches MJ.
His whole list is a spoiler.
Yeah, when he catches MJ. So it's really good. I like Andrew, but Willem Dafoe was amazing. Absolutely amazing in this movie as well. But Andrew
gets sabbatical.
No one on sabbatical.
Continue. Sorry.
No, you're good. So that's what I think. But Andrew Garfield pulled it out because he was really good in that movie. So.
Jesus for Tick Tick Boom was also really good. You like rooted for his character, and when you find out towards the end he has HIV, it makes you that does a good job. Yeah. Are we waiting for the next one?
Yep.
Okay. Lead Actress Performance of the Year. For this category and the next one after this, we decided to do 10 nominees instead of the normal 6, because if you remember last year, we had separated the whole acting thing into like 6 different categories, and just to make it fair, because leading actor and actress was always packed, we decided to make it 10 nominees to include as many as we wanted to include, and this is also including TV shows. So, besides that, I think we're ready to do this next one. Best Leading Actress Performance of the Year. And the nominees are Emma Stone in Cruella, Melissa Borrego in The Heights,
so,
Sophia Beatrix for Encanto, Elizabeth Olsen for WandaVision, Jennifer Hudson in Respect, Rachel Zegler for West Side Story, Rosamund Pike for I Care A Lot, Awkwafina, Nora Queen from the North, and Abby Jacobson, Mitchells vs. the Machines. And the winner is Emma Stone for Cruella. Out of all these nominees, you're probably shocked that we chose Emma Stone, but go rewatch that movie. She makes you root for the villain, so
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, and she kills it. She looks sexy too. So, other good ones: Krista Stewart. Obviously, she's put Princess Diana. Stephanie Beatrice makes you feel for Maribel. Elizabeth Olsen is playing as a press person, as a superhero.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rachel Ziegler for being her first ever like movie and big project ever. She knocks it out of the park. Abby Jacobson makes you feel for the character and Mitchell's versus the Machines. And she makes you feel for Katie and makes you laugh a lot and how she is. Anything else you want to add?
One thing I want to say is that Emma Stone, like he said, really killed it. She made us want to root for the villain. I think we got a good memory of this one. I think it's either this or Shang-Chi we watched like on the last day of school last year.
It was Cruella.
It was Cruella. Yeah. Like, did we even finish the day off? Like, did we even go to school that day or what? I don't remember.
I think we didn't go to school. We just went to go out.
Yeah, I don't remember what happened. I think, like, something, we just left. Like, we left school, like, oh, no, wait. Oh, yeah. We left school, ended, we went straight to the movie theater. Shang-Chi's when we quit our jobs and we went and watched it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so we have two great movie experiences this year. Cruella, as soon as that last day of school, junior year was done, we went straight to the theater and we watched it and we had a blast. Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. This is a fun story. We quit our jobs. And then we proceeded to go watch Shang-Chi afterwards with those spirits.
Yes, it was great. But like I said, I had a lot of good experiences with Cruella. It was a really good movie. And it was a good way to end the school year. So,
yes. Next. Again, 10 nominees. Best leading actor performance of the year. The nominees are Will Smith for King Richard, Andrew Garfield, Tick Tick Boom, Tom Holland, Spider-Man No Way Home, John Cena, Peacemaker, Paul Bettany, WandaVision, Benedict Cumberbatch, Power of the Dog, Anthony Ramos, In the Heights, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Vivo, Tom Hardy, Venom 2, Let There Be Con, and Lee Jong-jae in Four Squid Games. And Paul Bettany for WandaVision.
He was amazing. He was definitely, in my opinion, like, he was the, like, as soon as we had this list up, we're like, Paul Bettany or Andrew.
Yeah, it was right between Paul Bettany, Andrew, and then Lee Jong-jae.
Yeah. So, like, you gotta give a shout out to him. He was really good in Squid Games.
Yes, he made you feel for this character, and I appreciate it more when it's a different language because you don't know what they're saying, but you feel every emotion.
Yeah, so this movie really shows acting chops, and I'm excited for Squid Game season 2 whenever it comes out, 2022, 2023, 2024, whenever, but we'll see. But Paul Bettany killed it, smoked it.
Yeah, he really nailed it, and he really made you feel the mystery throughout the whole show.
Oh, yeah.
Because he didn't know what was going on, and everyone connects to Vision because Vision doesn't know what's happening.
Yeah. Tom Holland. Tom Holland, in my opinion, really did a good job in Spider-Man, like, especially when Aunt May was dying and afterwards, and it was just crazy. Like, he did a really good job, especially when he wanted to kill Green Goblin at the end. You can see the emotion in his eyes. It was very sad. Choked me up a little bit. I didn't cry, but choked me up. And John Cena, surprisingly really good in Peacemaker. Like, what really got him this nomination was from his last week episode when he was able to just on the spot be able to he improvised all those lines. He did a really good job, right, Anthony?
Yeah, it was. And Tom Holland, he had a great year. He had Spider-Man. He had
Chaos Walking,
and he had Cherry. I know a lot of people didn't like Chaos Walking. I liked Chaos Walking.
So
it was a fun popcorn movie. It's also a fun streaming movie. So if you ever have like free time, I bet it's like $4 to rent or something. So if you ever get the chance, watch it. You'll probably enjoy it for like the movie it is. It just came out at the wrong time.
Yeah, it came out. It was like one of the first movies we watched in the year.
I think it was the first movie of the year we watched.
It was like one of the first movies back. So it was good.
Yeah, it was fun. Okay, next category. We're almost done. This is also a 10.
Is that a big one? In my opinion.
Best scene of the year. And the nominees are John finds out about Michael's status. Boom. Red, white, green, white. Squid Games. They lose the miracle in Cantor. Meeting Andrew and Toby. Spider-Man Way, No Way Home. The final battle in Shang-Chi. Falcon Winter Soldier. Wanda goes crazy against the robot apocalypse. Mitchell's vs. the Machine. Cruella's big entrance. Cruella. The final race. Luca. And 96,000 in the Heights. And the best scene of the year goes to Wanda goes crazy in the robot apocalypse. Mitchell's vs. the Machines. Me. This scene is the funniest movie scene I've seen in a long time.
Yes, not my baby.
Baby boy. And it has like the sound.
Yeah, it's hilarious. If you haven't seen this movie, seriously, go watch it. If you really look at the stuff happening in the background, it's the movie's just really funny. If you really pay attention to the jokes, the movie's great.
Yeah, and the subtext with the whole family issue.
Yeah, that really sad.
Yeah, because it doesn't put it on the back burner like a lot of movies do. It's like it's right there, but the jokes are still covering it.
Yeah,
kind of like Incredibles.
Mm-hmm.
Out of scenes. When John finds out about Michael's HIV status in Tick, Tick, Boom, we're specifically talking about when Michael tells him until Andrew gets to the piano scene. Because me and the piano scene, the Why Me song, we just felt like it took it a step too far. But besides that, the rest of that scene gives us chills.
Oh, yeah. And like we said earlier, like the Falcon and Bucky versus John Walker scene, really good. We love that scene. Final battle, Shang-Chi again popped up. That scene's great. Red light, green light, Squid Games. Like, if you didn't know what anything about Squid Games going into, you just watched it, you'd be super shocked what was going on. And that scene's like it was really good. Like that was one of my favorite scenes of the year, definitely.
Yeah.
And meeting Toby and Andrew, meeting them in the theaters, like. Pretty like, some people already knew it was going to happen because of
spoilers,
but come on. You can't tell me it still wasn't exciting to see those two on the same screen with Tom Holland. And it was the way they introduced them was great. I couldn't think of anything better.
Yeah. We could have fangirled too much because we have brought a close family friend with us, but we brought the son with us to watch it. And so there was a person who was because
this kid,
when the guy sitting next to the kid made him feel uncomfortable, so they put him in the middle. So me and John couldn't fangirl throughout the movie, so we would just look at each other and smile and then look back at the movie. And that was it,
yeah. And when they lose the miracle and you can't tour it, that scene, this is super powerful, it makes you it's very sad,
yeah.
And Crow's big entrance, that seems really cool, like. It's really cool how they do that one.
Yeah.
And then the final race in Luca, it's like crazy how he's willing to risk all this to get the, was it the Veto?
Yeah, the Vesco.
The Vesto.
The bike.
Yeah. And then when his friend tries to help him, and then he gets rained on, water on him, and they try to capture him, and then he's like, screw this.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Scene, yeah. In that 6,000. It's a great musical number. The choreography is great. The cinematography is great. It's a bop.
Yeah.
Okay. So, how do you want to do this next category? We have Best Picture. Do you want to talk how many, like, announce each one? Like, announce it. Announce the first one. Talk about it.
We can do it like that.
All right. 11 nominees, because the Oscars has 10 and we like to do one better than them. So, the first nominee is Mitchells versus the Machines. We've talked about this movie. We just talked about it. We loved it a lot. Anything else you want to add about it?
Not that we already said it. This movie is really good. If you haven't seen it, go watch it.
Thanks. The next nominee is Fear Street Part 2. This movie goes back to classic slasher movies, which we love, and it's really terrifying. It's scary. It makes you root for the characters, and how it combines part one and it goes into part three. It's just really, it does a very good job. And to me, this is how a slasher film would be, with a good score, a good cinematography, good acting, and everything. So it just really made me happy.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I feel like this went back to the roots of slashers, and it really did a good job. And the reason why I picked part two and not part one or part three is because we felt like part two is the standout movie compared to them. That one really brings back to old slashers. So if you're a big horror fan or thriller fan, go watch it. It's a good movie.
Yeah. The next movie is Luca, which we already talked about. Not too much, but I will just get into it a little bit. The best friend story is amazing. The two kid actors are great. It's funny. It makes you feel. The dad character in it, the girl's dad character, the guy who's missing an arm, he's the best character in that film.
Yeah.
So is the cat.
Yes.
Yeah. Just saying. This film would have been a tad higher, like a lot better. It would have just pushed it a little more gayer.
Stop.
Hey, you told me that too. You said I wish they would have held hands at the very end of that movie.
Yeah, I could see that.
You were like, wow, this movie's calling you by your name, but kid friendly.
True.
Okay, anything about this movie?
Nah.
Okay. Next film. Heights. Again, this film, it's a great musical, makes you cry. There's music, slaps as usual.
It's a good movie. It's a really good movie. It was like one of the first movies we watched at the beginning of the year. So.
Yeah. For a while, this was my number one pick.
Me too. For a while.
Anything else we want to add?
Nope.
Okay. Next movie, The Suicide Squad. I don't know. I just love this movie. It's funny as hell.
Yeah, I don't have much to say about this movie, just other than it's really funny. So that's why it's up here. And it's a good movie, so that's why it's up here.
Yeah. Okay. Next film. Vivo. Again, the next film. It's beautiful animation. Melinda on the list for a second time. Not going to be his last time on this top movies list, but music swaps. So.
Yep, I agree.
Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Shang-Chi and the Legend of Ten Rings.
This movie, wow. This movie reminds me a lot. Like, it goes back to me to, like, a lot of, like, Hidden Dragon, Crouching Tiger. It's just to me, it's shot like that. The fight scenes are like that. And I just like the way this movie's filmed. It was also funny. At the end, the post-credits scene, Wong, great. The acting was good. Awkwafina was great. So this movie is really good.
Yeah, I completely agree with that.
This is probably one of my favorite movies of the year. So this one was definitely.
This whole list is our favorite.
That's true, but this is like closer to number one. Yeah. Well, this is probably, that's probably my number one Marvel movie, if not number two.
Yeah. So. Next one. Speaking of Lin-Manuel Miranda, our next movie is Encantor.
Yep.
We already talked about this movie. It's great.
Next. Yeah, next.
Next film is Eternals. Like we stated before, the lighting's good. Everything's good about this. The acting's really good, but just a slight pacing issue. If they would have cut some scenes, this movie would definitely be higher.
Yeah, I agree.
Next film, Spider-Man No Way Home.
It's amazing. It's super good.
Yeah. Something that we haven't mentioned about this movie is, well, we talked about it, but that portrays Norman Osborn is that musician. Okay, Osborn as a mentally ill person really well.
Oh, yeah. I like the way they went. And some people didn't like how they get rid of the original mask, but some people do. I think it makes the character better without the mask because you get to see Willem Dafoe's facial expressions a little more. And, Willem Dafoe killed it.
Yeah, totally agree. It's amazing. Next and final movie is Tick, Tick, Boom. Again, this is the last Lin-Manuel Miranda film on you. He has 4 films out of our top 11. He really knocks it out of the park with this film. The story's good. He really does a lot to make it better. And it still feels like a Lin-Manuel Miranda, even though it's so different from his brand.
Oh, yeah.
Anything you want to add about this?
No.
Okay. That we would like to mention before we tell you who the winner is.
And do you want to say it, John?
No, you can say it.
Did you figure out what it was?
No.
Okay. It is Godzilla vs. Kong.
Yes. We put like 30 movies on our list and we were cutting it down and we're like, come on. Like Godzilla and Kong was there to like was number 12. It barely missed it. We're like, we don't want to get rid of it. Was super funny. It's like the reason why it got knocked off is because the story did not hold up to the fight scenes. And like some of the story was okay, but just not that good. So but we enjoyed that movie a lot. So shout out to Godzilla vs. Kong.
Yeah. For sure.
To my baby.
It's so good. Okay. And the winner is, for Best Picture, Mitchells versus the Machines.
Yep. Surprising animated movie won. But
for the second year in a row.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah. Last year, Soul won.
Yep. It was just funny because last year it was between Soul and The Invisible Man. And this year we had another film. It was between Mitchells vs. the Machines and Spider-Man No Way Home. 2 opposite films just like last year.
Yeah. Spider-Man was so close. Like, we were like, okay, we're going to do Spider-Man. And like, okay, well, now we're going to do Mitchells. No, we're going to do Spider-Man. No, we're going to do Mitchells. But Spider-Man was just really good as well. So Spider-Man got second. Sorry, buddy, but you got second.
Yeah, you're putting on the back burner again. And probably won't get nominated for Oscar, but get over it.
I don't know. Weird things have happened in the past.
That's a good point. All right. So, We're gonna do a quick status report on the awards. So the things I'm gonna give a total of nominations, like what film had the most nominations. So coming in with 3 nominations, West Side Story and Squid Games had 3. With 4 nominations, sorry, not Squid Games, Suicide Squad. Nominations, it was Squid Games, Vivo, Luca, and Eternals. With 5 nominations, WandaVision, In the Heights, Mitchell's vs. the Machines, and Shang-Chi. With 6 nominations, we have Tick, Tick, Boom. With 8 nominations, we
have Second place
is Encantor. And at number 1, with 9 nominations, is Spider-Man No Way Home.
Not surprising, especially if you've been keeping up. Spider-Man killed almost every category.
Yeah, it would have had 5 acting nominations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Owen, William, Toby, Andrew, and Melissa. Melissa.
Dang.
Yeah. And so, total wins. We're going to do with all of 1 win. Spider-Man, Miles Morales, Luca, Cruella, Falcon and Winter Soldier, Halloween Kills, Scott the Laws, Godzilla vs. Kong, and Shawshank Redemption. With 2 wins, we have Spider-Man No Way Home and Encantor. At number one, it's a tie. With three wins, WandaVision and Mitchell's vs. the Machines.
Yep, first place is tied, and so is second place.
Yep. Not shocking. Okay. So that's basically the wrap up of 2021. Instead of it being a separate video like we did last year, we're going to quickly run through a list of all most anticipated things of 2022. And this is accounting for as of like January 1st, because some of these things already came out, but we're just keeping on the list because this is what we were most anticipated for. In the very end, we're each going to say what we're most anticipated for. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go. Have a dates. Some of them do. Some of them don't have dates, but me and John are at least 20% confident it could come out this year.
20%.
Yeah. Two on here. And you, when we say it, you're going to probably know. Like, could or could not happen.
Yeah. Do you want me to say these or you got them?
I got them. Okay. Ready? Goosebumps, the TV show of Disney Plus, Lego Skywalker, Scream 5, Harry Potter Legacy, RuPaul's Drag Race All Winter Season, Avatar 2, Batman, Obi-Wan Kenobi Show, Moon Knight, Pokemon Legend Arceus, Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness, aka Mom, All Disney Trip, Disenchanted, Knives Out 2, Percy Jackson and the Television Show, Uncharted, Turning Red, Jurassic World Dominion, Lightyear, Thor Love and Thunder, Nope, Halloween Ends, Black Adam, The Flash, WWE, 2K22, Disney Expo, Guardians of the Galaxy, The Ride, Wakanda Forever, August 2, and She-Hulk.
Yep. This is a quick little thing real quick. Halloween Ends, we're both excited for that one because like the second one kind of left a little cliffhanger. So that one we're very excited for. WWE 2K22, I'm personally excited for that one. Because we haven't had a 2K WWE game since 2019, like, so hopefully do something good with that. And Disney Expo is a Disney. It's kind of Comic Con for Disney. And they announced like Marvel movies, there's movies and totals, TV shows for Disney Plus, theme park stuff. So that, when does that come out? Do you know when that is, Anthony?
That's in September.
That's gonna be amazing.
I'm expecting maybe a new theme park, maybe.
Oh, really?
I'm expecting because it's the 50th anniversary of Disney World. So, like, why not go big?
Yeah, that's true. But I'm like, thinking...
Next year is the 100th anniversary of the company. So, and maybe a new park in Orlando, or maybe a whole new resort. So, I don't know.
Maybe get me in Texas, hopefully. Yeah, but I'm excited because like Disney Expo is so interesting. Like, some of y'all might not know what that is, but that's when we got the announcements. Disney Plus was happening. Galaxy's Edge was going to happen. So they've had
Disney Plus Marvel shows like She-Hulk, Moon Knight.
Mm-hmm. They're finally getting those.
Because like that year, Comic-Con, and that's where they released all Phase 4, but they didn't talk about any Disney Plus shows. They hold off and waited until Disney Expo to talk about all like six of those ones ahead of time.
Yeah, so Disney Expo is going to be great, and we'll probably come back with some news for that one. So, and
whenever another thing,
what?
So whenever that happens.
Whenever. But another big one for both of us is we got our Disney trip coming up soon, and we'll probably make, we're thinking about an idea for that video, like of everything we bought, but just depends.
Yeah. If we did that, it's just basically for our personal enjoyment, talk about everything we got and like talk about every single day, just so we have it immortalized, and just in case we get dementia or something.
Dang, depressed.
Depressed Express.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and two other things that's already came out, we've already done. Scream 5, great movie.
Great. Yeah.
Go watch it. Pokemon Legends Arceus. I just beat the game today. It was amazing.
Like an hour before we recorded, you beat it.
Yeah. Great. And also some other things we're excited for next year. The Batman. Of course, she was not excited for this Batman movie. And Obi-Wan, the TV show. And there's rumors it's going to come out May the 4th. So hopefully that happens. And this is a new one. Goosebumps TV show was just announced last night. So
this is one of the ones we talk about. Like, it could come out this year. Like, shows have a reputation of basically being done filming in like 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So this could come out. Another one. That's like the other one we were talking about was Percy Jackson. So, hopefully.
Yeah. And one more before we give our most anticipated things of the year is Harry Potter Legacy. If this game comes out this year, oh my gosh, it's going to be so good.
Oh, yeah. I love Harry Potter. We're actually going to Universal Studios on a Disney trip as well. And I'm getting a wand. I'm going to be a wizard. A wizard.
A wizard.
What you said.
Yes, with a W, not an L.
Yeah, well, I can be that too if I want. I speak.
You can't be a lizard. You can be a loser.
Well, that's weird.
Okay.
I speak snake.
For most anticipated things, you want to go first?
You go first.
All right. First off, we didn't pick our Disney trip because that would be number one for both of us.
Yeah, that's cheating.
Okay. So my most anticipated thing is the Lego Skywalker Saga. Wow. Man, I've been waiting for this since 2020. Now it's 2022, and we got a gameplay trailer. Gameplay trailer. Like a week ago. And
yeah.
It looks spectacular. This, if they pull this off, this game might get nominated for best game of the year next year. And some people are like, oh no, it's a Lego game. That doesn't mean anything. Have you seen some of the games that got nominated for best game of the year?
Are you talking about Oz? Or are you talking about the actual Game Awards?
The actual Game Awards.
Okay, continue.
This will probably most likely get nominated for ours. I'm super excited for that game. That looks so good. Come on, all 9 movies, DLCs, you can't get better than that. So, go ahead, Anthony.
My number one is Knives Out 2. I love Knives Out 1. We both did. We actually went to a movie theater for a birthday, our 18th birthday, to watch Knives Out with our friends. And I just love that movie. And Knives Out 2 has a great cast. And so, I'm just so excited for it. I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I think that is also it.
Okay. So we're gonna end this episode right here then. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. Any final words, John?
Nothing. And hopefully we'll be making maybe weekly videos. I don't know. We might not go back to that. But hopefully more often than what we have been doing.
Yeah. Hopefully we can get at least once a month. Because we were dormant for like a good 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, we hope you guys have a good February weather. And have a good day.
Yep. Bye. Have a nice day. Bye.
Bye.